This is September 9th, 1990. I'm sorry that I missed a few seconds from the beginning of this commentary, but I'm sure you'll get the gist.
Not merely because the last and most superior creature made its appearance, but also because man is that creature which can, must, and eventually will bring all other creation to its ultimate fulfillment. One of the main distinguishing features in the creation of the human is that the human was created single, unlike other species which were created in large populations. This indicates emphatically that one single individual has the capacity to bring the whole of creation to fulfillment, as was the case with the first person, Adam. No sooner was Adam created on that first Rosh Hashanah than he called upon and successfully rallied all creatures in the world to recognize the sovereignty of the Creator. Our sages teach us that the first man, Adam, was a prototype and example for each and every individual to follow. For this reason was he created alone, in order to teach you, one person equals a whole world, our sages declared in the Mishnah. This means that every Jew, regardless of time, place, and personal status, has the fullest capacity and duty to rise and attain to the highest degree of fulfillment and accomplish the same for creation as a whole. Rosh Hashanah, the anniversary of the first and single human, reminds every Jew of his duty. It disproves the contentions of those who do not fulfill their duty with the excuse that it is impossible to change the world, or that their parents had not given them the necessary education and preparation, or that the world is so huge and one is so puny, saying, how can one hope to accomplish anything? There were times when the said idea, namely the ability of a single individual to transform the world, met with skepticism and demanded proof. However, precisely in our generation, unfortunately, we don't have to go far to seek to be convinced of this. We have seen how one individual brought the world to the brink of destruction. But for the mercies of the King of the Universe, who ordained that the earth shall stand firm and shall not fall. If such is the case of in the realm of evil, surely one's potential is much greater in the realm of good. For in truth, creation is essentially good, and therefore more inclined towards the good than the opposite. Aksiva vachsima teva to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.